Amazon praises court mandate that gives U.S. jobs to DACA illegal aliens. By John Binder on December 5, 2020. Amazon, owned by billionaire Jeff Bezos, is praising a President Bill Clinton-appointed federal judge's decision that requires President Trump's administration to give two-year work permits to illegal aliens enrolled in the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, program. As Breitbart News reported, Judge Nicholas Garoffes of the United States District Court in Brooklyn, New York, blocked Trump's reforms to the DACA program that shorten the length of work permits given to many of the nearly 800,000 illegal aliens enrolled. Garoffes's decision mandates that the Trump administration resume giving two-year work permits to DACA illegal aliens at a time when 24.5 million Americans are jobless or underemployed. Amazon, which has been lobbying for more foreign workers throughout a mass unemployment crisis, praised the decision. "We applaud today's DACA ruling," a statement from Amazon's policy office reads. "Dreamers are critical to America's family and economy. We are grateful for those who have helped us innovate and we are glad they are here to stay." Amazon remains one of the largest beneficiaries of the nation's annual mass importation of more than 1.2 million green card holders, 1.4 million foreign visa workers, and hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens. Specifically, programs like Optional Practical Training, OPT, provide a tax incentive, and thus a subsidy paid for by U.S. taxpayers, for corporations to hire foreign workers over American graduates. Amazon, for example, reaps a 15% discount from hiring foreign OPT workers over Americans because it allows them to evade billions in FICA taxes year-to-year. The multinational corporation is also hoping that Senator Mike Lee's RUT, Green Card Giveaway, known as H.R. 1044 or S. 386, will pass the House after the Senate approved the legislation this week without any objections from Senate Republicans. The giveaway will allow Indian nationals to effectively monopolize the U.S. green card system for at least 10 years and give tech corporations like Amazon the ability to effectively privatize the allotment of employment-based green cards. The giveaway solidifies that employment-based green cards only go to temporary foreign visa workers, mostly on H-1B visas, who have been imported by corporations like Amazon to replace American workers, thus rewarding companies who outsource American white-collar jobs. Currently, there are roughly 400,000 Indian nationals in the U.S. on temporary visas who are waiting to get green cards to permanently remain in the country. The giveaway fast-tracks them. Existing rules ensure that companies can only give out 70,000 green cards to foreign workers every year, with a maximum 11,000 of those green cards going to Indian nationals. The giveaway increases that annual rate of green card allotment up to 140,000 a year, with perhaps 100,000 going to Indian nationals annually. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.